Well, hello and good afternoon to everybody. It's me, Felicia of the Lockhart Perspective. And you know, I wanted to come up today on January the 20th, 2021. And I just wanted to say, you know, a lot of evangelicals today are having a really bad time of it. And I get it. I totally get it. I think I had a little bad time of it earlier today, but the reason why I had a bad time of it was because I looked at, you know, everything the country has gone through over the past 12 months and, you know, where we started and where we are right now. But I think a lot of other people who are of the, you know, of the like precious faith family, sort of lost their lunch because they put a lot of faith in a man. And I think that is the lesson that the Father wants us to learn. That's right. I think He really is going to utilize this time with the believers to say, hey, look, you already know that I am a jealous God, and I will have you bow down to no one other than me. Now, I don't know about most of you out there, but over the past few years, I have seen people get increasingly defensive where the former President Trump was concerned. A lot of people who wanted to believe all of the prophecies that each and every prophet stood before the congregation and shared. And somewhere along the line, I think a lot of people got a little disillusioned. That's right. I think a lot of people got a little disillusioned. I think everybody was sort of expecting for him to be this, you know, great paragon of perfection and of hope. Now, I think everyone knows that he was a human. Yes, of course, we know that. We hope so. But I think the problem is when you begin to equate him with a king. And I have to say, I saw a lot of that going on. I saw a lot of people with their YouTube channels just putting him up on this big pedestal. One of the YouTubers even went so far as to call him, quote, the great white hope Trump. That's what they called him. This one particular YouTuber had that as his mantra. And so when I think about that kind of stuff, I am really concerned. But here's the deal. The past 4 years was as disruptive as it was because of what they were trying to prevent, right? I believe what they were trying to stop is from one person having that much influence on people. A lot of people got blamed for, you know, trusting him. A lot of people took a lot of heat for even voting for him. It got so bad to where people couldn't even talk about who they voted for in public, or they could not even say, you know, God bless America. It was really bad. But the issue that I have with the majority of the people who are in the evangelical, you know, movement is that they took their eyes off the Father. Just let that sink in. They took their eyes off of the Father, and then they put him in a place of God. And that's a problem. That, my friends, is a problem. So I really say that, you know what? Say, for example, some of those great prophecies that went out from big guys, big names, you know, even those who are posthumously still having a lot of their recordings ran by their ministry in their absence. Posthumously. A lot of those things may have been true, but I do believe that we have the opportunity to sort of move things a certain direction based on how we behave. I've always been the person to believe that when a prophecy goes forward, it's not always for the time you think it is, because you're not God and you don't know His timing. But I will certainly say that over the last few years, people have been taking things that prophets say instead of what the Word says. And they've been banking on that. And therein lies the problem as to why you have people looking today like a whole lot of people did back in 2016. They just could not believe it. Now, listen, whether you believe the election was stolen or not, that's, you know, that's totally your ball game. That's I'll let you play in that park because I'm not here to dispute that. The fact is that Joe Biden now is our president. Kamala Harris is our vice president. Whether we like it or not, that's just the way that it is. I am simply saying that if you didn't learn anything over the past 4 years, know this and learn this. Put your trust in God and God alone, not man. Again, He is a jealous God. He will not share the platform with anybody. And anybody that you put in His place, they'll inevitably get taken down. This is Felicia Lockhart, and this has been the Lockhart Perspective.